We're back on the Rush Call, driven by D. Patrick Nissan. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us here on 97.7, listentotherough.com, and the WREF mobile app. We're tapping into the Brinker-Schuller's hotline. Chris Ramirez, the head coach for USI Baseball, here on WREF, and coming off of a really impressive midweek win against Illinois State, 12-5 over at USI Baseball Field. Everything seems to be going right for the Screaming Eagles. Coach, for that, we say congratulations. And welcome to the program. How's life?
Life is good. Life's good. It's always good on Wednesday when you can pick up a midweek win at home, especially on Tuesday. So we're feeling good today.
You know, you said to me it was earlier, I think it was last week, that you guys treat these midweeks as equally as you do the weekend games. Why is that? Because in the non-conference, the midweek games, I feel like at times they could be overlooked. You guys offensively especially did not overlook them.
No, so for us, and I guess for me, the way I look at, you know, one, the probably the main thing, everything starts internally. And the main thing that we are trying to do from an individual and a team standpoint is just figure out how to win baseball games. How are we, what do we got to do to win games? How what's our style? Who's going in? Who can handle what situation? And, you know, can we get better at this and that? And, you know, so if you're just trying to figure out, you know, how to get better every day, then, you know, all you can do is go attack the game, the day and the game that you're playing, you know, at that very moment. So there's only one way to go about that in my mind, and that's, you know, go play to win. So I think internally, that's what we're doing. And then, you know, the bigger picture is we are here to turn Southern Indiana baseball into one of the top mid-major baseball programs in the entire region and country. And you can't do that if you don't win games. And so, you know, that everybody that we play, especially midweek, are usually within driving distance. And so, you know, those are teams within our region that we run up against in recruiting and, you know, things like that. So for us to go and treat the midweek game any differently than a must win, it doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, Coach, you mentioned the idea of trying to find your style and try to find different ways to win. You guys certainly have made a habit out of that, 9-4 to begin the year, 13 games in. How would you describe the style and the identity on the field of this team?
I think we're starting to find it. You know, I think, you know, obviously we've talked before, we've got it, you know, 20 returning players, and that helps carry over, you know, some of our system and how we want to, you know, be on offense and defense and out of the bullpen on the pitching staff side. So those guys have done a really good job of, you know, carrying over, you know, just we want to be gritty, you know, and tough, and, you know, we don't want to give outs away offensively and make the other team earn every pitch they throw us. And I think, you know, our guys have started to really buy into that and do a good job of executing that plan and mindset. I think that's showing. And, you know, now what you're starting to see is what isn't a surprise to us because of how our pitching staff and our pitchers looked all fall. But our pitchers are starting to show what we've seen, you know, throughout the fall. And, you know, we're deep out of the bullpen. And, you know, I think yesterday was a really good example of that, you know, just where we were able to get, probably 7 different pitchers after our starter, maybe 8. Come in and they were pretty lights out of the bullpen for us. And that's on a midweek, like you said, that's not Friday night. You know, with whatever, everybody thinks Friday nights is, you know, your best guys are going on Friday night. This was a Tuesday midweek game. And, you know, we went 7 or 8 guys deep on the mound, and those guys were,
Yeah, they were really, really effective in this game, a 12-5 win for USI. You mentioned the bullpen coach, and to manage the bullpen on what ended up being a staff day, I'm sure it was expected to be a staff day. That's not easy to do. How do you figure out who to go to in different moments? Because it wasn't just one guy, to your point. It was Jake Porter with two scoreless innings, Brady Watts with a scoreless inning, Andrés Gonzalez coming out of the pen in his new role. You had Caden Laird and Nathan Anderson. So all of them stringing it together. How do you, as a coach, actually manage the bullpen and the lineup, especially the bullpen, in a midweek game, knowing that you've got to go basically staff deep?
So there's 100 variables, and again, the main one starts with us, and we're starting to learn our players' strengths and who they match up against, and what part of the game that guys tend to be better at than or excel in. And so O'Neal, it was the first guy out of the pen for us, and he's been kind of Mr. Trusty for us so far, and that's what we needed, was just someone to get in there and start, attacking, just keep attacking the game. And he was able to flip it and give us that first zero, in the second inning. And then, we went, one thing that's a lot different, and our players are adapting to this, that were here last year, we are deeper on the mound. We are deeper position player wise. And, but especially pitching, guys like Sage Stout, Brady Watts, those are two guys that, pitched a ton. I think Watts had like 25 appearances last year for us. And Sage Stout, I think, made four or five starts even on Friday night in conference a couple times. And those guys, I think Sage made his second appearance of the season yesterday, and he was great. And he's got a great arm, one of the best arms on the team, and he's going to help us, win a lot of games this year. But we are deeper, and so it's not exactly the same as it was last year, where we weren't quite as deep. So those guys had to pitch almost, it felt like, every game for us last season. But in the long run, that's one of the reasons why we're going to be stronger this year and tougher, is we have more guys, different matchups, but we're able to keep guys more fresh. And so when they do go out there, they can be at peak performance and excel at even a higher level.
Coach, I got to ask you about the offense. In a 12-5 win against Illinois State, coming off a 2-game-to-1 series win over the weekend as well, I'll ask you about that. But the offense really responded in the bottom of the first inning. You guys give up the four runs to top off Illinois State in the top of the first, but then you respond with five of your own in the bottom half of the first inning. What does that say about this lineup, this team, that you guys, we talk so much about shutdown innings after a big inning by the offense? Can the pitcher come out and shut down the other team? It is the complete inverse, but equally as important for the offense to pick up your starter on Tuesday and match and even surpass what Illinois State was able to do in the bottom of the first. How rare is that? And what does that say about this team? How'd you guys get that done?
Yeah, I don't think that game started like either coach would have planned or wanted. But obviously, once they score four in the top of the first, and then we show up and score five in the bottom of the first, I'm like, well, I'll take it, and let's go from here. We did get that shutdown inning in the second from O'Neal. But from an offensive standpoint, when the other team scores, our job is just to answer and score as quick as we can. Even if it's one run, it's about getting back on the scoreboard and keeping the game rolling. Now, I'll take five over one every day of the week. So, that was awesome to see from our hitters. And then, the game kind of flipped after that, kind of. And they scratched one to tie it at five in the third. But they didn't score after the third inning. And, again, can't say enough about, the job our bullpen did. And, we've made a few moves, and we put guys in different spots. Gonzalez is a trusty starter for us last season and even earlier in this season. And he came out of the pen and was lights out. Jake Porter, same thing, trusty starter last year for us and this season. But come the last couple weeks, been coming out of the bullpen, and those guys were really, really good again last night out of the pen. And it was just a rocky start, but a great finish.
Speaking of the bullpen, and certainly the kind of the bridge between rocky start and great finish. You had to get a couple of crucial outs. You went to Sage Stout for that. We haven't seen him since the opening series in Bakersfield. He comes out of the pen against Illinois State yesterday. What gave you the confidence to go to him in that moment? And also, what did he show you to try to get more consistent calls out of that pen?
Yeah, Sage is, I mean, he was 92, 93, and he's got a hammer, you know, great breaking ball. And so his stuff is as good as anybody, you know, on the team. And so we want him to pitch. You know, he's a guy that we want out there. And for him, his maturing has been just slowing the game down. And that was the most impressive thing with Sage, was not that he was, you know, low 90s yesterday and tough to hit. It's that he was very calm, collected, and really managed, you know, the game, you know, with runners on base. And if he's going to be like that, he's going to help us a whole lot this season.
Again, Chris Ramirez, the head coach for USI Baseball here on WREF. The Brinker's Jewelers phone line, Brinker's Jewelers, can be found on the corner of Green River Road and the Lawn Expressway, an Evansville tradition since 1972. That little green box from Brinker's Jewelers. Also find them online at brinkersjewelers.com. You know, Coach, the thing I admire most about you and your program is that you and your coaching staff came in with an agenda. It's not just, oh, we're coming here and we're trying to win as many games as possible. It is, we're coming here to change the perception of USI baseball, to redefine it as a powerhouse mid-major, especially in the region. Kind of like you said earlier in this conversation, you guys have certainly done that. I'm not sure if you feel you've gotten to the finish line. I'm sure you have a lot more baseball left to play and a lot more game, many more games to win. But I'll ask you this, now that you guys are 9-4, people are starting to pay attention now, top team in the OVC, obviously pre-OVC play, do you feel that USI baseball has arrived in that way, or are you guys still a work in progress?
Well, I think we've got a lot of work to do, and our guys have you know, put a lot of work in, and you know, I think we're definitely showing signs, and you know, I think people are taking notice that you know, we've shown that we can go on the road and win and come from behind, and you know, we can score a lot, we can pitch a lot. And so when we start to do that and just, you know, not just be one dimensional, or, you know, there's a lot of teams that can win if they're always in the lead, those, you know, the front running type teams, you know, we don't want to be labeled or typecast in being one dimensional. And I think that's the most exciting thing right now, is I think we are showing to be a program that's tough and gritty and plays to win. And, you know, I think everybody wants to win, but, you know, there's a lot of teams that don't have to win, and you can, there's a slight difference, but a lot of times it's that difference that, you know, will set you apart on the scoreboard at the end of the game. And so, yeah, I'm excited about where we're at and what we've done in a relatively short amount of time. And, we're certainly haven't arrived, but I do think we're a fun team to watch. So, you know, if you're listening, come on out to the West Side and watch us play. We got a lot of really talented players that are doing a lot of great things. And our shortstop, Clayton Slack, just got named to the top shortstop in the country watch list for the season. He's hitting over 500 right now. We've got a couple other guys, you know, hitting in the 400s, and Kai Holiday is one of the top run scorers in Division One baseball right now, playing center field, and he's pretty dynamic. And you know, the pitchers have been electric on the mound. So that's the big thing. We just need to keep getting people out, you know, and watch us play. And I think it's a fun game to come watch.
Hey, Coach, I want to ask you a little bit about personnel. It's tough for me to choose just one guy. Like you said, Slack's playing really well, out of his mind, really. Kai Holiday, the pitchers. What I'll ask you is this. Has there been anyone, if you could single out one guy, that surprised you in a positive way to start this year, now 13 games into the season with 9 wins?
I'm not good at that question. You know, we tell our players this, I'm sure they think it's a coaching line, but you know, we don't put guys on the field that we don't trust, and we don't recruit bad players. And you know, if we're putting them out there, then we believe in them, and those guys have done a really good job all the way around the lineup, and on the mound. And I think we're just finding stride, and so hopefully we can keep it rolling. And I think that even the players that have gotten off to a really good start, I think those guys are still getting better, and so I'm excited to see where we can get to. First here this weekend at home against Youngstown State. And we might have to dodge a little rain, but we're going to play those games, here in town. And then conference will start up in a couple weeks with some big matchups, out on campus that, we're excited to play.
Well, the series finale on WREF, Gene Worrell on the call on Sunday against Youngstown State at home for USI, a three-game series starting on Friday. What should we expect from this three-game set against the Penguins, Coach?
So it's interesting. They don't have a great record to start the year. I would tell you if you're looking into the stats, don't get caught up in that. They've played 2 one-run games at Auburn. They've got a couple of pitchers that are pretty lights out. The left-handed starter has not given up an earned run all season in 3 starts and 20 innings. He's been lights out. They got a right-handed pitcher that starts game 2 that is statistically one of the best changeups in the country. And so it's going to be a tough matchup. But obviously, we always feel good when we're playing at home.
That's Chris Ramirez, the head coach for USI Baseball here on WREF, the Brinker's Jewelers phone line. Coach, can't thank you enough for taking the time, telling us what we need to know about this program. Looking really good so far, 9-4. Congratulations on the start.
I appreciate it.
You got it. We take a step aside. Don't go anywhere. If the Ref's Calling, driven by D. Patrick Nissan, on 97.7, listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app.